Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came, and the other Mary, to see the tomb. And there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became like dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And see, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and they ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go into Galilee, and there they'll see me." Now when they were going, some of the watch came into the city and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a lot of money to the soldiers, saying, "Say that his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and see, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen."